Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast and symphonic music by Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos. Lush, full of color, and occasionally a bit complicated. All with the Sao Paulo Symphony Orchestra conducted by Isaac Karabchevsky. This particular album, part of a complete Villa-Lobos symphonies series, features his symphonies 8, 9, and 11. You just heard the opening of his symphony number 8, and here's a bit more. Heitor Villa-Lobos was born in Rio de Janeiro in 1887 and died there in 1959. Although he traveled widely, he is certainly the best-known Brazilian composer and probably the best-known South American composer as well. He worked with, composed for, and conducted some of the world's finest musicians. His music combines European training with an intense appreciation love of Brazilian folk music and a great ear for color and sound that really is uniquely his. Villa-Lobos was also prolific. He wrote more than 2,000 pieces of music, including 12 symphonies. His Symphony No. 8 was written in 1950 and premiered in 1955 at Carnegie Hall with the Philadelphia Orchestra and the composer himself conducting. From that symphony, here's the brooding opening of the second movement. Music from the second movement of Villa-Lobos Symphony No. 8, first performed in 1955. And here's a bit of the last movement of that symphony. Big, bold, colorful music full of energy and big gestures. ¶¶ Beethoven's Ninth Symphony has created a heavy burden for all the composers who followed him when they came around to writing a Ninth Symphony. Two of the most important symphonic composers of the 20th century, Shostakovich and Villa-Lobos, both chose to write Ninth Symphonies that are unpretentious, perhaps as a way of not trying to compete with what Beethoven had done. In his Ninth, Villa-Lobos has lots of movement and action, a thick layer of orchestral activity that flows in a seemingly uncontrolled manner, but this is his shortest symphony and the most economic in terms of ideas. In fact, though the sound is very different, his writing in this symphony owes more to Haydn than Beethoven, though it really only sounds like Villa-Lobos. Here's the beginning of the slow movement of his Symphony No. 9, with the bass clarinet and double basses magically appearing from the ether. In today's world, I sometimes think that the most important thing a composer can do, in addition to writing great music, of course, is to be involved with music education at a community level. In this area, Villa-Lobos was no slouch. He was in Brazil for a performance in 1930 and presented a plan for music education in the Sao Paulo school system. He was duly appointed director of music education there, and in 1932, he took charge of music education throughout Brazil. He established a conservatory for choral singing in 1942, and, with a fellow composer, co-founded the Brazilian Academy of Music in 1945. His contributions to music in Brazil were all-pervasive and reached a broad swath of Brazilian society. Thank you. That was the scherzo from Villa-Lobos Symphony No. 9. The Sao Paulo Symphony Orchestra, the featured orchestra on this album, gave its first concert in 1954 and has since released more than 60 recordings. And there's really no better orchestra anywhere if you want to record this music, and in fact there's no better conductor than Brazilian conductor Isaac Karabchevsky. He was the chief conductor of the Brazilian Symphony Orchestra from 1969 to 1996, and he led the Aquarius Project, which is one of the most ambitious popular arts programs in Latin America. It fosters audiences for classical music with grand-scale open-air concerts. In 2011, he became the artistic director of the Bacarelli Institute, established in one of the most deprived communities in Sao Paulo. The project includes 17 choirs and 5 symphony orchestras. So, to get back to this album, Naxos has just about the perfect team for doing these recordings of the complete symphonies of Heitor Villa-Lobos. Here's another scherzo, this time from his Symphony No. 11. That was the third movement, the scherzo, from Symphony No. 11 by Heitor Villa-Lobos. It's from a new Naxos recording featuring the Sao Paulo Symphony Orchestra under conductor Isaac Karabchevsky, playing Villa-Lobos Symphonies 8, 9, and 11. Naxos catalog number 8.573777. It's music that's rich in detail that reveals more and more the more often you listen. That's all for this podcast. To go out, here's the very ending of Symphony No. 11. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.